Jackson Fence Center. This is Molly. How can I help you?
Good afternoon, Molly. It's Mick from RDI Diamonds. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good, Mick. How are you?
I cannot complain. Things are well. By chance, is Alan available?
Let me see, because I know he's in the back office. So let me see if he's available.
Yeah, of course. Of course, yeah.
Welcome to Saxon's Diamond Centers, the people with a passion for jewelry, offering one-of-a-kind pieces. Established in 1958 and locally owned, we offer high-quality designer...
Yes, he'll be right on the phone.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And custom rings, watches, and more. Today, we're renowned for our hand-selected diamonds, set in our most breathtaking creations. Discover our collections at SaxonsDiamondCenters.com.
Hello?
Hey, Alan, it's Mick.
How are you, buddy? Happy Thanksgiving to you, belated.
Sure, you too, my friend.
You have a good holiday?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's a loaded question for me because Thanksgiving for me is very food-driven. And this year I chose to go to my dad's house to be with family, and my stepmother is just not a good cook. So, but she will not allow to have anybody help her. So it's like the company was great, but we won't go again next year. How about yours?
Kind
though?
Of like the turkey from Christmas Vacation, huh?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, it was good. It was kind of quiet, which was nice. But we kind of have a little bit of a tradition where I buy a turkey larger than we really need.
Okay.
And then we do Thanksgiving on Thursday, and then Friday for dinner we usually have hot turkey sandwiches with like French fries and gravy and that kind of thing. And then on Saturday Maria makes pot pies. Turkey pot pies.
Smart.
So we do, she'll make like four or five of them or, sometimes six. And Saturday we'll usually have like, a pot pie and a half, like two pot pies. Or, we cook two and we always have leftovers. And then the other ones we freeze. And then, when it's like a crappy day in January or February or something, she says, oh, I'll pull out a pot pie and just throw it in the oven and we'll warm that up for dinner.
That is a really smart choice. I've never thought of doing that.
Yeah.
I think you stopped me, as you were describing. You're like, yeah, we'll have fries and gravy, and I'm like, wait a minute, how did you come across fries and gravy? Because that's like a Buffalo thing, more Canadian really, but like Buffalo's so close to Canada that I thought my family, in upstate New York, were about the only ones that really knew about putting gravy on your French fries.
Oh, yeah, we love it. Love it, love it.
Yeah.
It's a little different than the mashed potatoes, again. So we'll do French fries and gravy and hot turkey sandwich, open turkey sandwiches. And then, like I said, on Saturday, we make pot pies, and then we have a freezer in the garage, and we'll just put some in the freezer. And then, like I said, when it's a crappy cold day in January, she'll just grab one out of the freezer, and you put it in the oven for like 90 minutes. And it cooks itself, and it's a good, it's a delicious meal. Yeah,
I'm definitely working that idea.
Enjoy it.
Thanks.
Enjoy it.
So, well, listen, this time of year, we're always risking our lives calling people, because you never know how busy you're going to be. So, I wanted to give you just a quick rundown of the extended hours for the holidays, in case you might need.
Yeah. Sure. I got your email, which is nice, and I forwarded that to Lance. Make sure that he had it on hand.
Perfect.
So good.
So by chance, where okay, as long as you've got that, then I've done my job. Where I'm kind of curious is, are the stores open on Sundays?
We will be closed this Sunday, and then the next two Sundays before Christmas, we will be open.
Okay. So
11 to 4.
You have my cell phone number.
I do.
The only day, you've texted me before, so I can give it to you.
No, I do.
Sure.
I'm good. I'm not asking. I do.
I thought I heard a question mark there. So what I'm offering is Sundays are my only day off. But what I mean by that is that means I'm just going to be sitting and just recouping that one particular day. But I've got my laptop with me. I am turning on my laptop. So for any stores that are open on Sundays, they just want to get it off their plate, call me or text me what you're looking for. I'll look it up. I'll start the memo. I'll push the memo to Monday. That way you have it on Tuesday, but it gets it off of your plate.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right.
Yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate it.
Cool.
I will make sure that he's aware of it, too. I'll make sure both stores know. Vic will be with me tomorrow, so I'll put that in his ear so he knows.
Oh, perfect. Okay, yeah, that saves me an extra phone call.
To Bel Air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was going to be my next call. You're usually my first call, and then I call Vic. So.
Yep. Yeah, actually, we'll be hanging out tomorrow, so I'll let him know.
Very cool. All right. Other than that, I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
You too, buddy. Be safe. How's the weather up there?
It's upstate New York. It's cold, and it snowed a couple times this week. If we have 4 inches on the ground, that'd probably be a lot. But this morning was a little nippy out there.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, be safe up there on the roads.
Thank you, sir. All right, we'll talk soon.
All right, buddy.
All right, bye.
That's good. Bye.